some insight, I don't know, to maybe what God is trying to tell us with this commandment: honor your father and your mother. Some people don't have that great of relationships with their father and their mother. Some do. Some had great relationships. But let's go and let's see what God will speak to us tonight. The fifth commandment may be the best understood of God's Ten Commandments. It seems direct without much room for interpretation. It simply, do this, respect your father and your mother. Pretty simple, sounds easy. However, the commandment is much deeper and appears on the surface, as it appears on the surface. A careful study of its placement as the hinge pin connecting the first and the second divisions of the law reveals the mystery of its complexity. God is the Father of all life. We all agree. He provides the strongest argument for the insistence of obedience to all the commandments, especially the first four, which are revelations of his transcendence, the mercy, the power, and the mightiness of God, the omnipresence of God. In respect, respect is due him as he is God alone. We know that. And he's worshiping him because of his divine favor in granting each and every one of us life. It flows from this. So, wisdom, providential wisdom, just exposed these thoughts to the commandment to honor our parents, or to honor our parents who are secondarily responsible for giving us life. They had a hand in it. Amen. These two spheres are linked in the fifth commandment, which produces a perpetual duty to respect the highest authorities in both spheres of influence. It has to do with authorities. Amen. Secondly, the commandments stand at the head of the human relationship. So, the next four commandments precede the direction for the treatment of each one of us, fellow men. Thus, as one person said, Ezekiel Hopkins describes, we have the basis from handling all spheres of influence, that is, the relationship to those in authority, the relationship of those in authority to their inferiors, and the lateral relationship of those who are our equals. So the fifth commandment reflects the first sphere, namely, how do we respond to those in authority? The commandment is more complex than imagined because it encompasses all authorities, not just the authority of our parents. So the scope is broad, starting with God, who gave the commandment down to every relationship of every kind in which others are placed over us in societal order. The commandment is difficult because of our natural resistance to authority. We all have that natural, we were born with a natural resistance to authority. So this begins with the resistance of man against God. As men do not like to retain God in their knowledge. The rejection of God filters down into the reluctant submissions of all authorities. For this reason, children must be trained to respect their parents. You can't just let them go. You have to train them that respect. If we fail here in the second greatest level of authority, there is no hope for the final commandments to be obeyed. The fifth commandment produces an explosion of theological implications, making it exposition of it in a journey into some of the most important doctrinal concepts of Scripture. So we find these commandments to be leading us somewhere in our lives. And we come to the middle of it all, where it says, honor father and mother. It comes to a point of authority in our life. What and how do we come to a place where we can receive and accept authority in our lives? And maybe by looking into this, how that God had done some things when he gave these commandments, can help us realize and see where we're at as a people and a body today, and how far we've come, sometimes away and sometimes to what God is wanting us to do in our lives. Where is authority at in your life? Amen. So this commandment, when taught to our kids from birth, can save them from a multitude of sin in their future. We, most of us, sometimes cringe when we talk about how to raise children. And some of us are beyond that, and now we're facing grandchildren. Amen. But I believe you still have a responsibility to raise those that's in your care to fear the Lord and have that authority in their life. Amen. How many believe authority in my life is important? Amen. I need someone over me in my life that can speak into my life, that can talk to me about my life, that can tell me, hey, you need to stop going this direction. You need to walk this way. You need to maybe try this. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. How many of us had parents that believed that? They trained you. They didn't let you just do what you wanted to do. They trained you. They taught you. They led you and guided you through your life and did whatever it took to make you see the importance of training and understanding. Godly honor of your parents must be taught from birth. You can't, it's nothing that we can just slack off of, you know, and wait 4 years until, if you don't teach them from birth, you don't begin to train them from birth about being respectful to parents, they will not learn it. And you'll work the rest of your life trying to get them to be under authority. If your parents have trained you the way God has instructed them to train you in His Word, then God has given you godly honor for them. Amen. You will bring honor to your parents because of your training, your upbringing. And you're going to do right things. You're going to obey laws. You're going to follow directions. Therefore, honor will come. God didn't want rebellion to ever get a foothold in His people. He did not want, God hates rebellion. Amen. He hates any part, anything that has to do with rebelliousness in His people. And so He brings this commandment to His people. And He says, honor your father and your mother. All right. Okay. How do we do that? How do we honor our father and our mother? See, God knows the end from the beginning. He can see the big picture. He can see what's to come in the future. He knows what's going to happen. And God could look down through time and see what we are facing in this world today. So He put a command in His... give us commandments to obey. And if we will follow those commands as the Scriptures speak, we won't be in the condition we're in today. We have let down on some things that God has spoken in His Word about bringing up children and young our youngsters to fear and understand authority. So without that understanding, we are in the condition we're in today because we've allowed those things to be let down on. Like I said, from birth, we've went lax and we've allowed the world to speak of how to rear and raise people. Sister Pat?
I think one of our biggest problems in America is not raising their children, raising their children in church. That's how we're in West Virginia, it's churches. Our churches, we call it gray or back out. They're called young moms. The older
right.
So somewhere among the parents.
Right. Absolutely. So, in Deuteronomy 21:18, it says, if a man have a stubborn or rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them. Go on. Then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders and his city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of this city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. And all Israel shall hear and fear. That's pretty sobering words. Stoning their own children because of disobedience. But God, looking forward in time, realized that man was going to fail in his word to teach and train children the way His Word has given us, and show them, hey, this is important. Because if you fail here in training and upbringing up children to respect and obey, then you're going to bring dishonor to them by these next laws that you will probably end up breaking. And we see that prevalently today. Amen? So much disrespect for authorities and so much vileness and hatred toward even parents. And just anybody that has any kind of authority. That's why we see school shootings, people shooting up their schools, because they're against authority in their life. So God knew if rebellion to father and mother was overlooked and dismissed, soon they would be doing what we see today and having no regard for authority. And it's even bled into the church of the living God. There is a whole lack of authority and following leadership. Amen. And we jump from church to church to church to church to church because of our lack of following the leadership that God places in our lives. So we can better understand the next scripture with, and this is why God says what He says. In Proverbs 13:24, it says, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. Now that makes a whole lot more sense when we look at what happened when somebody was seriously rebellious and couldn't get this obedience thing down in their life. They had to be taken out, stood out before the whole town, and taking up rocks and killing them. Getting that rebelliousness out of the house, out of the camp. So a little tap on the rear was a whole lot less punishment. So now we can better understand the scripture. When God says, whoever spares the rod hates his son. Because if you don't do this, if you don't obey my word, you're going to have rebellious children. You're going to have children that will not listen to authority. And you're going to have to drag them out and take care of business. So I want to obey the Lord. Amen. So much easier to follow His ways. Amen. And when we do those things, we raise up good, God-fearing young men and women that respect authority and will grow up to respect their authorities and their workplaces and their wherever someone is telling them what to do. Amen. And so then they will be good citizens. You will have good people, and therefore bringing honor to your father and your mother. So rebellion could never be tolerated. So it was very important to the mom and dad to do what God had instructed them to do. Discipline is a vital importance in your life. What you do now will change the life. Amen. There's scripture that says if you don't, that you will bring your mother to shame. Amen. You must obey the word of the Lord if you want to bring honor to your mother and your father. Be under authority. Respect authority. Allow authority in your life. Hear and follow instructions. It makes you a better person. So, spanking was a deterrent for Stoney. when you took care of business in God's way, you didn't have to drag them out. Amen. Ephesians 6, 2 through 3 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Obedience to your father and mother causes you to live long. Amen. Brings long life. Amen. And therefore brings honor to your family, your father, your mother. Proverbs 1, 8 through 9. It says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. So obedience is the key ingredient in having a blessed life. Amen. Following God's instructions brings blessing, brings goodness, brings honor, brings all sorts of wonderful attributes in our life. Amen. And when we do those things, God shines down on us, and we ultimately bring our parents honor. Amen. Because of who we become, of what we become. When we are disobedient and we don't want to follow any instructions, and we just want to do our own thing, we end up in prisons, we end up murdering, we end up coveting everybody's things and taking it whenever we feel like it. And that's the world we're living in. A world filled with disobedience. No structure, no law to guide. Nobody wants to follow the things that we as a country have brought. We've brought these laws from these commandments. But because we've let down on the things of God and have failed to do them, slowly, over time, we've found ourselves in a bad place. I pray that we as a church and as a body of believers can get an understanding of obedience and authority in our lives, and know how blessed we are when we have it in our lives. Amen. I'm here to believe that most of us are. Amen. I believe because I see your lives. I see what God's doing in your lives. But maybe there's some here tonight that could use a little bit more of it in our life. Who's your pastor? Who's the man of God in your life? Who's the one that speaks life into you? Are you bringing honor to your parents? Who brought you into this world? Who birthed you and believed in you? Are you obeying the commands of God? Is He pleased with you? Romans 13:2, and this is in the ESV. It says, therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. I want to follow. Amen, Brother Pritt. Right. They are bringing dishonor to not only this nation, but their parents, for sure. Amen. There is no respect when these people are in anarchy and just in doing all the things that they feel is right in their own eyes. Amen. We need laws. We need commandments. We need things to follow in our lives. We need authority in our life. Amen. It keeps us in line. Imagine this world that you live in right now. You drive out this driveway and there's no laws. You can just run that little red thing up there at the end and you don't have to stop. Who tells you what to do? And you go on down to the next place and there's a little colorful light thing that turns colors and tells you when to stop and when to go. Ah, who cares? Just go right on through. You're not going to go very far in life without restrictions and rules and things that keep us safe. Authority's not it protects me. It guides me. It leads me so that I don't get away from the commandments of God. Amen. I need authority to be able to to honor those that taught me how to live and how to act and what to say and what not, when not to say it. All of these things. Amen. Thank God for godly parents that brought us up in the fear of the Lord and obeyed the scriptures when we messed up. Amen. Took care of business and trained us to follow instructions. Amen. I'm thankful that I have that type of godly people in my life, and I believe that God is on, they are being honored by what they have done. Hebrews 12:9, and we're coming to a close here. In ESV it says, besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the fathers of spirits and live? Amen. Physical things in life benefit us spiritually. Amen. When we're disobedient in the physical, it bleeds over into the spiritual. Because if you're not going to follow and respect and be under authority to earthly parents, you will not be respectful and be under authority to godly influence in your life, because you haven't learned how to honor. You haven't been taught. You haven't respected the laws that God has put before us to keep us and to guide us. So it is important. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's better to be obedient and follow the plans that God has set before us. And God will lead you and God will guide you. And when you follow those things and when you do righteous things, you bring honor to your family, to your parents. Amen. Let's stand. I'm thankful that God put these commands in our life. Amen. 10 commandments. And if we can follow these 10 commandments, we will make it to heaven. Amen. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We ask you, Lord, to just help us to examine our lives, God. Are we under authority in our lives, God? Who is speaking to me in my life? Who is our pastor? Who is our guide? Who is leading us to you, Lord? Help us, Lord God, to be honorable in every way in our life, that we can bring honor to our family, to our parents, Lord, by obeying and doing right things. God, we do these things. We're thankful for your word tonight. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen.